adjustments for Daniel Suarez. It's going to be four tires. I see the guy go ahead and hand that hose into the driver's side to Daniel. He's going to fix it himself. Also on pit road is the 47 of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with four tires and fuel. Brad Gilley.
Alex Bowman said his car got free toward the end. He was on 90-plus lap old tires. He gets a four-tire change. They are waiting on fuel. They top him off with Sunoco. Same for his teammate Chase Elliott, free, but does not want to be tightened up too much. He got four tires in Sunoco. Brett McMillan.
For Austin Cedric, it was a four-tire change. They made sure he waited on fuel. Then it looked like he stalled it on the way out of the pit stall. So a long stop for him. So he's going to cost the track position. Meanwhile, Ryan Blaney came in, and he got a four-tire change. And he needed to be a little bit tighter so the even air pressure adjustment.
Ross Chastain, number one off the pit lane. They did change four tires. Michael McDowell, a two-tire change. He is the second off the pit lane. Then it's Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Ty Gibbs. They changed four. Then William Byron, fifth off the pit lane. Sixth is Blaney. Seventh is Bell, followed by Bowman, Corey LaJoy, and Daniel Suarez. You do not see the man who dominated stage number two in the top 10 coming off pit lane, Austin Cindric.
Hello, I'm Scott Strauss. On 9/11, I was a New York City police officer assigned to finding survivors buried under the rubble of the World Trade Center. Those were difficult days, but what kept me going was seeing the way Americans joined together in unity. It didn't matter if you were a Democrat or a Republican or anything else. For 9/11 this year, now a National Day of Service, let's rekindle that spirit of unity by doing good deeds. Visit 911day.org to learn more.
In the time it takes to play a new album, you can get answers to deep questions like, were all those clubs in your 20s really such a bad thing? Hey, no judgment, but it's possible concerts weren't music to your ears.
One in four people over 20 now have signs of noise-induced hearing loss. So let's see a hearing professional and get those ears checked.
Answers are good. Your moves? Not bad.
Here at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, we're getting set for the third and final stage in the Quaker State 400. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
We'll come down to you, Brett. Let's check in on pit road with Brett McMillan.
Well, we were calling Austin hit a Cindric's pit stop. I said I thought he stalled it coming off pit road. Turns out what in fact it was the jack wasn't completely gone from underneath the car, so he had to stop, let him pull the jack out from underneath the car, and then he got going again. So one thing, they held him for fuel. Then that happened, so that's why he lost so many spots on pit road.
He is 19th in the running order right now after dominating stage two. Ross Chastain, your leader. Michael McDowell, second. Ricky Stenhouse, Jr., third, as we get set for the green flag in the third and final stage. Ty Gibbs is fourth. Fifth, William Byron. Blaney is sixth. Seventh is Bell. Bowman, eighth. Ninth, LaJoy. And tenth is Suarez.
11th is Bush. Truex Jr. is 12th. 13th, the Busher. Chase Elliott, 14th. Logano, 15th. 16th, Austin Dillon. Tyler Reddick, 17th. Gilliland rides 18th. 19th, the Cindric. Brad Keselowski is 20th. Don't get stranded with a dead battery. Test yours regularly and stop by your nearest NAPA for a full range of high-performance replacements.
So the NASCAR pace car driver, Jesse Dallavoute, the lights are off. He hangs a left onto pit lane. The third and final stage about to get underway. 94 laps left in the Quaker State 400.
And let's see if Denny Hamlin's plan to hang out in the back is going to go into overdrive now, because he'll start four cars from the rear. The leaders, led by Chastain and McDowell, are back into one.
Non-playoff spoilers in the top three spots. Add Ricky Stenhouse Jr. into that as this pack is clamped tight together. Joey Logano outside the top 20 has already taken a three wide, but it's Chastain, barely the leader on the back straightaway.
Now the watermelon man, that's right, he rides up front here today at Atlanta as we work down at the bottom of the racetrack. Ross Chastain now with a nice lead off of turn number four.
Behind him on the bottom, it's Ricky Stenhouse Jr. to his outside, McDowell. Then it's Byron along with Ty Gibbs, Bowman along with Ryan Blaney.
First noise we've heard from Ty Gibbs today in his Toyota, he's the highest running of that brigade. It's Ross Chastain doing what Cinder did, putting his car right in the middle of the tough two lines.
Watching these cars work side by side by side all the way back to the 10th spot as we work down into turn at number three. Once again, Michael McDowell challenging here on the outside. Chastain up front as they race off turn number four.
A front three cars, non-playoff drivers. Michael McDowell drives to the outside of Chastain. He will fight him for the lead.
The handle of McDowell went away in the pole sitter through stage one and two, but now he's back up on the front row there next to Chastain, who has the advantage with a push from Ricky Stenhouse Jr. car 47.
They stay side by side, meaning the 47 and Michael McDowell behind them. William Byron rolling down at the bottom of the racetrack. He may get a twofer here. Byron charges down at the bottom. He's going to pick up at least one spot, move him up to third.
So McDowell second. He blocks off Byron. Then it's door to door. Bowman and Stenhouse need to document. First time today, Denny Hamlin has joined the lead pack. He's running 25th.
And up front, as Hamlin gets to the 25th spot, up front, Michael McDowell pulls to the rear bumper of Ross Chastain. He has a whale of a run on the back straightaway. But William Byron's going to work with his Chevrolet driver there, Chastain up front.
Ross Chastain is a good guy if you want somebody up front that can control the lanes. He can do that right now as we watch him pull the train off of turn number four.
Ross Chastain, kind of a petty blue paint scheme on that car, really pops off the racetrack. Side by side behind him is going to be William Byron battling with McDowell.
Two laps ago, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. had a moment, lost some spots. Now he's back in the top five. It gives a shove to Michael McDowell. McDowell in the second spot, even with William Byron, the leader is Chastain.
Right behind that group, that's where you find Ty Gibbs. He's side by side with Daniel Suarez. Then there's Ryan Blaney. Kyle Busch on the march, bottom of the racetrack. Christopher Bell is right there in this group as well.
If you just joined us, the third and final stage just underway in the Quaker State 400 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. We've got 89 laps to go as the leaders thunder back into turn number one.
And still one pit stop to go, but the intensity is up right now. As while the field's too wide, the first car three wide, no surprise, outside the top 20. That is Erik Jones.
Watching a little bit further back, and we watch Chase Elliott. He's being pursued by Austin Dillon. Martin Truex Jr. back there in that part of the pack working as well. Christopher Bell as well as Kyle Busch.
Austin Cindric got relegated to 19th with that bad pit stop. He has not picked up a single spot. Meanwhile, Chastain continues to lead.
And Chastain picks up the top line this time, led by McDowell. McDowell fades all the way up toward the Quaker State green wall. Now three wide for second. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. making moves inside the top five.
Stenhouse gets a great run. Can't do anything with it. Has to back out of it now. He's got them stacked up to the outside. Now he'll be three wide with Bowman on the bottom of that three wild battle.
And on his outside, it's McDowell. Those three cars, again, door to door to door, across the line and back to one.
And that's allowed Byron to scoot into the second spot. It's now Michael McDowell with that Ford horsepower pulls away from the three-wide battle. Stenhouse falling back, two wide for second. McDowell up high, Byron down low. Chastain still the leader.
McDowell acts like he wants to challenge for the lead. He's on the outside of that second row with Willie B at the bottom. They stay side by side, as does the top 10, 15 rows of cars.
Chastain still on the point, side by side. It's going to be William Byron and McDowell. Behind them, Ty Gibbs and Alex Bowman, also side by side.
A lot of drivers in this mix up here have not won this season, including Ty Gibbs, who's in that sixth spot. Alex Bowman's down low, just in front of him, pushing William Byron to their outside, Michael McDowell.
Chastain out front, down the back stretch.
Trouble on the back straightaway here. A car is out of line, noses to the inside wall. It's covered up in smoke. It is the 42 of John Hunter Nemechek that's going to bring out the yellow flag.
And that is going to be yellow flag number four in the Quaker State 400 with 85 laps to go.
serving NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years, to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
When you get a chance, go to YouTube and check out the PRN YouTube channel. A lot of good information on there. We try to put fresh content on there 5 or 6 times a week. So when you're playing around on YouTube, watching your favorite videos, check out Go PRN today on YouTube. From Atlanta Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Just the fourth red flag of the day, solo crash involving John Hunter Nemechek, and he's already being scored one lap down. He was able to fire the car up and bring it back around to pit road.
If you just joined us, Ryan Blaney won stage number one. Teammate Austin Cindric dominates and wins stage number two. Doug, they have scored 19 points today. They have flip-flopped first and second on the two stages. Alex Bowman, a good points day so far. He is 16 points scored. Third, Stenhouse, 11. Byron has scored 9, as has Chastain. Elliott, another playoff driver, has scored 7. Logano has scored 7. Suarez has scored 7. And Ty Gibbs has scored 3. So most of the playoff drivers, or a good chunk of the playoff drivers, have scored at least a point or two here in the opening two stages.
Next week, the NASCAR Cup Series heads to Watkins Glen International Raceway. The Motor Racing Network will have the call for that one on the road course there. It's always entertaining, and Mark, we're hearing lots of interesting things about the new tire combo that Goodyear will take to Watkins Glen.
Had a chance to talk to a Goodyear official earlier today. A 3-second drop-off on the tires, and I mean that is going to make a show at Watkins Glen. Not to mention, they apparently have changed the curbing in the bus stop. So all of a sudden, Watkins Glen is a wild card race, and we know Bristol is as well. So this is a very entertaining round one, a very difficult one to survive.
Attended the NASCAR media day for all the playoff drivers with PRN's Brad Gilley and Alexis Erickson. We talked to all 16 of them, and they felt like this was going to be a very compelling group of three races with this unpredictable racetrack here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, then up to the Glen, and then over to Bristol Motor Speedway. And remember how hairy that was earlier this year with the great tire fall off they had there in the wild race that it brought up. And Mark, it looks like pit road is going to get really busy here.
Really busy. And Doug Goodyear said, by the way, they did not change the tire for Bristol, so it should make things even more interesting. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Wendy Venturini.
Tires are on pit wall, but it's going to maybe a question if they use him. Ross Chastain, our race leader, will be the first one on my end of pit road, and I believe it will be fuel only. Yes, it is for our leader, Ross Chastain. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is also in for fuel only, Brad Gilley.
Ty Gibbs stayed out, but here comes Alex Bowman. It's going to be fuel only for him. Fuel only for Kyle Busch, also coming in, and Chase Elliott. Sunoco fuel only. Brett McMillan.
Michael McDowell's come in. Long debate whether or not to do this, but they are bringing him in. Two-tire change. Fuel only for William Byron. Michael McDowell's crew chief, Travis Peterson, believes that they are going to be able to make it the rest of the way. Byron's team, not so sure.
It was a wild scramble off the pit lane, and we'll have to see just how NASCAR is going to score it. We do know Chastain, however, first on, first off in that Trackhouse Chevrolet.
We'll confer with our Rally Auto Parts pit reporters here in a moment and see what they're talking about, fuel calculations. There was a little bit of a jam up on pit road, Mark.
Yeah, it looks like, and look at this, we have Corey LaJoy bouncing off the door of Chase Elliott, the driver's door, and then we had Suarez running into a car after he was bumped by Tyler Reddick. So Reddick bumps Suarez. Suarez bumps the car in front of him on pit road. Really tight down there.
A lot of action down there, and Logano was also involved in all of that and might have started the jam up by short pitting here. So it looks like with the way they came in and everybody got fuel here, Mark, they're all betting that they can go 82 laps on the tank.
They're going to try. They're going to try. We heard from America's crew chief, Larry McReynolds, earlier today, thought the fuel window was 70, could make it at least that far, so we'll have to see how things turn out. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter, Brad Gilley.
Well, let me give you a fuel update here with 82 laps to go in this race. Denny Hamlin, who did come down and get fuel only on that last round of pit stops just a lap ago, he was just told by his crew chief, Chris Gabehart, this will be a max save. This will be a max save the entire run. Where we are right now with max save, we should be able to make it on fumes. They don't expect to have to go that far the way the pace of this race is going. Wendy Venturini.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has trouble. He's been running right around that top five all day here at Atlanta. He had contact on pit road. They feel like it could be a toe link that went out. The car is now parked in front of us. The hood is up and the engine is off. We will keep you updated on if they're able to get that changed. For Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Brett McMillan.
All right, Austin Cindric's team said that they believe it's going to be really close on fuel. Also, we have the team of Michael McDowell. They think they can make it on fuel. William Byron's team has never been confident that they can make it the rest of the way. Ryan Blaney's team says that they believe once they're going to have to get going, that's when they're going to have to calculate what kind of safe mode they're going to have to go into. Wendy Venturini.
Daniel Suarez back on pit road. We know there was a lot of damage happening and a lot of contact. Daniel Suarez could have been one of them, and that is four tires. They came back down pit road to go ahead and put the tires on, and I do know they were coming back around for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. to try and fix his car as well.
What a tough break for Stenhouse. He has been one of the guys who's been fighting up front, Doug, all day long, going down the middle, going around the outside, making it three wide. He's won three cup races, but it's been 61 races since his last trip to Victory Lane. Had a serious shot, and you certainly hope they can fix whatever the problem is for him. He deserves a shot to win this race today.
He brings a level of excitement when he's in the mix out there, for sure.
Yes, he does.
Let's give you the Hunt Brothers Pizza leaderboard. After this round of pit stops here for our fourth yellow of the day, Ty Gibbs will be the new race leader. Bubba Wallace is second. Blaney is third. Chastain fourth. Fifth will be Alex Bowman. Michael McDowell is sixth. Seventh to William Byron. Kyle Busch is eighth. Corey LaJoy up tonight. And Austin Dillon, 10th.
11th is Chase Elliott. 12th, Christopher Bell. 13th is Truex. 14th, Chris Buescher. Todd Gilliland, 15th. Then Logano, 16th. Keselowski, 17th. Harrison Burton, 18th. 19th is Cindric. Zane Smith in 20th.
Shane Van Gisbergen, 21st. Tyler Reddick, 22nd. Priest is going to be 23rd. Denny Hamlin, 24th. Cody Ware, 25th. 26th to Noah Gregson. B.J. McLeod, 27th. Justin Haley, 28th. Daniel Hemric in 29th. And 30th belongs to J.J. Yaley.
31st, now is being scored Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Josh Berry, 32nd, Carson Hocevar, 33rd, Daniel Suarez, 34th, Eric Jones, 35th, minus 4 and 36, John Hunter Nemechek out of the race, Kyle Larson will finish 37th, Chase Briscoe, 38th.
Leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
So the pace car is heading for pit lane. We're about to go green. We're in the third and final stage of the Quaker State 400. There's going to be 79 laps to go as they make their way through the Geico restart zone and take the green flag from NASCAR starter Greg Harris. And now Bubba Wallace inside of Ty Gibbs. Door to door, they head to one.
And with a big push, Bubba Wallace's buddy Ryan Blaney pushes him to the lead. On the top line, it's Ty Gibbs getting a push from Ross Chastain. Wallace appears to be the first Toyota leading today as he's leading the field now, but here comes Ryan Blaney.
Bubba Wallace into the lead, but a big shove from the outside from Ross Chastain to Ty Gibbs may put him in position to take the lead off four. They'll stay side by side off of the turn.
Pair of Toyotas pull the field out of turn four back to the line. Looks like Ty Gibbs will edge out Bubba Wallace for the lead by about 6 inches.
Not going to be fuel saving for them. They still have one more stop, it looks like, as Ty Gibbs is up high, leading the high lane. Bubba Wallace's purple Toyota flames it to the inside. This field is glued together two wide, three wide outside the top 20.
Battle for that lead up front, side by side. Bubba Wallace on the bottom to the outside is Ty Gibbs. Right behind them, Ross Chastain and Ryan Blaney as they race off the corner.
As they come down across the track on the front straightaway at Atlanta, across the line, 77 laps to go in the field, locked together two by two like it's a parking lot.
Ty Gibbs winless in his Cup career, but he's won at Atlanta in the Xfinity Series on this configuration. He's to the outside of Bubba Wallace. They have Ross Chastain and Ryan Blaney right behind them.
No change, two by two by two by two all the way back through this field. Bubba Wallace locked in it tight. Ty Gibbs to the outside. They stay halfway through three and four. Now they stay the same off of four.
They have picked up the pace a little bit here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. This time by, once again, Gibbs by maybe 3 feet. The second row is Chastain and Ryan Blaney.
And Gibbs tried to see if he could pull in front of Bubba Wallace there, but gets back in line. That lost some energy, so Chastain got right to Gibbs' rear bumper. Now Gibbs pulls away on the high line.
In the third lane there, that's where you find Michael McDowell, the pole sitter, alongside Alex Bowman. Kyle Busch is up here in the mix with William Byron as well. Same thing up front, though. They're locked together for the lead.
As they come down across the stripe, you take a look down through. It is 1.6 seconds all the way back to 26th.
And about that position is Denny Hamlin, the highest he's run all day. Hard to believe there for the multi-time winner. Up front, they're still too wide. It's Bubba Wallace down low, Ty Gibbs up high, followed by Chastain and Blaney.
And there are a lot of cars at the back of this field. Denny Hamlin is back there. Some of the fastest cars of the day trying to work their way back up to the front. Up front, though, Bubba Wallace has got a nose out in front of Ty Gibbs.
Bubba Wallace has the advantage on the low side. Here comes Gibbs round on the outside. He'll lead at the stripe. The second row is still going to be Chastain and Blaney.
And Chastain gets a big push into turn number one there. Gets right up to Gibbs, but can't go anywhere with it. Just behind Chastain is pole sitter Michael McDowell, who's come to life here in this last segment of the race.
Right below McDowell is Alex Bowman. To his outside, his teammate William Byron. Then there's Chase Elliott. Corey LaJoy finds himself here near the front with Chase Elliott right behind him.
A little farther back, Martin Truex Jr. now making it three wide. He's on the bottom. Dylan in the middle. Outside, it's Chris Buescher as they work their way to one.
And now some change up front here as Ross Chastain's got around Bubba Wallace. The bottom line, losing energy as Blaney's begun saving fuel. Chastain's been able to push Ty Gibbs by himself to the front. Gibbs in control now.
Ty Gibbs now will try to take his turn at the front of the field, try to see if he can control the energy in both of these lanes. Bubba Wallace is right there in that second spot. Chastain goes right up to the bumper of Gibbs.
Front three really mixing up. Down the front stretch they come. It's Gibbs being pushed by Chastain to their inside. Bubba Wallace, Michael McDowell back in the front four.
With a 72 laps to go here, Martin Truex Jr. now entering the top 15. He got a great run to the inside of Chris Buescher, whose name we have not mentioned at all today. Up front, Ty Gibbs in control.
So Chastain and Bubba Wallace together in that second row. Third row, Ryan Blaney getting a little bit of shove from Kyle Busch. Michael McDowell to the outside. There's William Byron and Alex Bowman as they come off the corner.
Bubba Wallace trying to find a way to wedge up behind Ty Gibbs and in front of Ross Chastain. Chastain says no go. He slams the door. They're still side by side.
And behind them, it's too wide. Ryan Blaney down low. Michael McDowell up high. Nowhere to go. Might as well save some fuel. Behind them, it's Kyle Busch and William Byron, the two-time winner here.
Behind them is where you find the 17 of Chris Buescher. Chase Elliott rides behind them. Then there's Chris Bell down at the bottom of the racetrack with his teammate Martin Truex Jr. All these cars scrambling for position.
Could we have a surprise winner today? You bet. Five of the top six have gone winless this season. That's Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, Chastain, McDowell. Blaney's got a win, but Kyle Busch doesn't. The leaders are in two.
And outside the top ten, Eric Jones trying to do it again as he keeps putting his green and white Toyota way up high, but he's got a lot of ground to make up to get back in the conversation.
Top two guys have kind of broken away just ever so slightly. Chastain now makes it those top three running in a straight line back to the fourth spot. Ryan Blaney battles door by door with Michael McDowell.
Need to document, Denny Hamlin has dropped out of the lead pack. Hamlin back to 34th. He may be on max save and maybe getting ready to make a run later on when they are sure he has enough fuel. But again, this entire race has taken place with Denny Hamlin riding about 30th in the running order, has never made a move to the front all afternoon long, and right now, again, well behind the lead pack at Atlanta Motor Speedway with 68 laps to go in the Quaker State 400.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Out front, Ty Gibbs is the ninth different leader in the Quaker State 400. With now 66 laps to go, he's being trailed by Bubba Wallace, Ross Chastain, Alex Bowman, and Michael McDowell. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
65 laps remain here in the Quaker State 400 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Ty Gibbs, a non-winner on the Cup Circuit, leads right now, battling for second behind him. It's Bubba Wallace and Ross Chastain.
And Alex Bowman into that conversation. Ty Gibbs, though, the leader, winless, but is a playoff driver. Would love to have his big moment right here. He's pulling Bubba Wallace here. Single file, then it's two wide, Chastain and Bowman.
Ty Gibbs up front, then it's Bubba Wallace, Chastain, and Bowman, followed by Byron is in the mix. Kyle Busch really starting to try to work the outside groove down here to pick up some spots to the front.
He gets to the outside of William Byron. No, Byron cuts him off just a bit there. Single file now. Here's Kyle Busch again trying to drive to the outside of the Byron machine as they fight for fourth.
Busch is doing anything he can. He's been going low, high, anywhere to find air and room as it looks like Kyle Busch, the most aggressive car in the top 10 right now.
And he's making it work to the outside of William Byron. Byron, he goes now. He's going to try to get to the bumper of Ross Chastain. He uses the outside the middle of the racetrack, I should say. Side by side with Bowman, he'll race, or with Byron, he'll race all four.
Kyle Busch has no help out there on that outside group. He leads Byron, but they're still basically side by side back into one.
And look at Christopher Bell entering the top 10. Three wide with Alex Bowman in the middle and Michael McDowell up top. They're just behind that Kyle Busch and William Byron battle there in the mid-pack.
Bubba Wallace has got the lead right now as we work into turn number three. Back one spot. That's where you find Ty Gibbs. Back another spot to Ross Chastain. Then it's side by side with William Byron and Kyle Busch.
We're about to complete lap 200. 60 to go now in the Quaker State 400 at Atlanta. Again, Ty Gibbs leads the train back to one.
Well, Ty Gibbs has just fallen back to second as Bubba Wallace and he got into a scrape here on the last lap. Bubba Wallace in the lead, Gibbs the second, Chastain in the third spot with the lap car of Hunter Nemechek ahead.
Kyle Busch about to give Chastain a big shove. Hope he's ready for it. He backs off now just a little bit. He's up there in the high side of the racetrack, runs in that fourth spot alongside Willie B.
Just 59 laps left to go. It's still Ty Gibbs or Bubba Wallace on the point. Ty Gibbs second, Chastain, then William Byron, and in fifth is going to be McDowell.
It's a decisive moment here. John Hunter Nemechek in the low racing groove where most of the field is. Bubba Wallace, a fellow Toyota, the leader. Ty Gibbs goes to his outside as Nemechek pulls to the apron.
Bubba Wallace moves by the lap car as well as the leaders. They all find their position up here in turns three and four, side-by-side battles as Nemechek gets well out of the way of the field.
Doug, during our pre-race show, we talked about two drivers that could be playoff spoilers, and right now Wallace is leading, Kyle Busch in the fifth spot. They are running well, and they have something to prove, even if they haven't made the playoff.
And Kyle Busch desperately wants to get a win this year and continue that 20-year win streak that he's got. Right now, he doesn't have one, but he's in position maybe to do it today.
19 in a row after he broke the record. Richard Petty's 18 a year ago, would want to make it 20 this season. Here they are again working their way out of turn number four. Kyle Busch has moved around not only William Byron but Chastain. Now he's driving inside of Ty Gibbs, fighting for the second spot.
Driving like the champion he is going around his former teammate Ty Gibbs. Now he's in the tire tracks of Bubba Wallace here. They come down the back straightaway. Kyle Busch has gained two spots in the last couple of laps.
RCR has been on the march. They took the trophy yesterday. They'd love to challenge for it today. Here's Kyle Busch. He'll drop right in behind the leader, Bubba Wallace, as they come off of turn number four.
Out of four down the front stretch, it's Bubba Wallace, the leader, a car length behind Kyle Busch. Then it's Ty Gibbs, William Byron, Chastain now challenging Byron for fourth.
Keep in mind that first and third, Wallace and Gibbs have less fuel than the other cars in the lead pack. They stayed out last time. How does that play in here as Kyle Busch is full board trying to get that lead for Wallace?
Trouble down the back stretch.
It looks like it's going to be the Martin Truex Jr. machine has hit the wall and off the pace. Other cars could be involved, but certainly the 19 of Truex.
Looks also, like Chris Buescher may have got a piece of that as well as we watch his car in turn three and four. Don't see anybody else at the moment.
I believe might have been Alex Bowman back there. I saw a car as I look across the stripe. No, Bowman's okay. So we'll have to figure out who exactly was involved in that. We know it's Truex. We know Buescher. And we'll see if any other cars have been wounded in that incident. That is the fifth yellow flag in the Quaker State 400. And so we see, and I'm trying to, again, that is...
Mark, it looks like Harrison Burton got sideways. He slowed down, and then there was a chain reaction behind him that took a couple of cars down. I don't know that anybody's going to be knocked out of the race completely, but let's go down on pit road. Ryan Blaney also got a little bit of that. Brett McMillan.
Yeah, Chris Buescher's come to a stop in his pit stall. He told the team he's got right front damage. They're taking a look at it right now. They just came on the radio and said, we're done. Let's go to Brad Gilley.
Here on my end of pit road, Bubba Wallace and Ty Gibbs did not pit during that last round of stops. Bubba was just told by Booty Barker, we are going to have to pit. What do you need? And Bubba says more downforce. That's something they can't give him on pit road. But his car is a little bit loose, so they're going to try and tighten him up this time around.
Fifth yellow of the day here in the Quaker State 400.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Never!
Did you know that 1 in 4 vehicles on the road will need a new battery this year? Don't wait till it's too late to do something about it. Test your battery regularly, and if you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for every make and model on the road. So don't wait until your car won't start or you're stranded on the side of the road. Test your battery today or find the replacement you need at NAPA locations nationwide, because it's our mission to keep you moving. NAPA!
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcasts anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Involved in this last crash, we've already heard that Chris Buescher is out of the race. Martin Truex Jr. picked up some damage along with Ryan Blaney. They're working on Truex's car on pit road right now. Today's Xfinity fastest lap goes to Carson Hocevar on lap 169. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and a connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because it's only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com. Working yellow flag number 5 today here in the Quaker State 500. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news 4 times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Shane Van Gisbergen also parked on pit road. He was part of that four-car melee on the backstretch that involved Chris Buescher. He is out. Truex got some damage. Ryan Blaney got a door ding on the side of his car, and they're still working on Shane Van Gisbergen. He's already a lap down.
Perfect sponsor today for Ryan Blaney. He's got a donut in the driver's door right now, sponsored by Dent Wizard. That's perfect.
Yeah, that may be their next commercial. You never know. All right, it looks like we're going to have some takers on pit road, and a couple of them are very predictable. Bubba Wallace and Ty Gibbs are going to have to come on. They did not pit the last time pit road was open, so they were going to be forced to have to come in onto pit lane. Let's go downstairs to Wendy.
And listening to Ross Chastain, they decided to stay out. He said he didn't want to take the chance of getting so much damage deep into the field. Also on pit road right now on my end, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. had just left. Brad Keselowski is getting 4 tires and fuel. And, of course, as I just mentioned, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. also taking tires. Brad Gilley.
Bubba Wallace came in. 4 tires in Sunoco for him. Just a splash of gas for Ty Gibbs only. And also looks like Denny Hamlin might have come in as part of the strategy to make sure they can go the whole way. Brett McMillan.
Christopher Bell came in and he took a 4-tire change. Ryan Blaney came in and they're looking at the damage on that car. Is the right rear bumper is also hanging off. So they're going to go around with some tape, try to put that thing back in place and get it all taped down. They've already taken one piece of tape around there. They get, as you guys talked about, a big donut on the left side of the car right at the driver's door. They're putting a big piece of tape. Well, they're trying to figure out how to put the tape on there. They're doing some work on that. They got a hole in the bumper in the right rear. The tape has probably covered that they've gone around the right side with us. So doing work on this car, trying to get it back to somewhat aerodynamic and get this car back towards the front and try to keep them on the lead lap.
For those waiting for a Denny Hamlin charge, he just took on 4 tires and filled up with fuel, so it's now or never for Denny now. We'll take a break, come right back to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
For NASCAR fans just tuning in, I'm Kyle Petty here with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. This season will be the most exciting one yet with the introduction of Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series, a pre-race event where race fans can grab coffee, ask me questions, and check out the great cars of Echo Park. And this just in, fans will be entered for the chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Back here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, working caution flag number 5, a crash involving Chris Buescher, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, and Shane Van Gisbergen. From Atlanta, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Time now for our Hunt Brothers Pizza leaderboard, brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
So Kyle Busch is your new leader, William Byron second, Ross Chastain third, Chase Elliott fourth, then it's McDowell fifth, Bowman 6th, Suarez is 7th, 8th is Logano, LaJoy 9th, Todd Gilliland in 10th.
Tyler Reddick 11th, 12th to Austin Cindric, Zane Smith is 13th, 14th, Justin Haley, Noah Gregson 15th, Josh Berry 16th, Ty Gibbs rides 17th, followed by Bubba Wallace, Austin Dillon, and Cody Ware rounds out the top 20.
Ryan Blaney will restart from 25th. Denny Hamlin is 26th. Martin Truex Jr., 33rd after that incident. And we're getting set to go back to green flag racing here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. When they flash through the Geico restart zone, see the green flag again. Easy for me to say. There will be only 49 laps to go.
Getting down to it here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. First of 10 playoff races to decide the 2024 champion. Up front, it's a couple of guys that know what they're doing. It's Kyle Busch, a former two-time champ, along with William Byron. They come up through the gearbox. Kyle Busch down on the inside, trying to keep Byron pinned to the outside.
And they are going to put on quite a show here as the lap machine of Truex is just coming up to speed next to them and out of this race, or out of contention anyway. Kyle Busch, big push from Ross Chastain, who's also hungry for the win as the sun is setting on the back straight. Now they fan out too wide for the lead.
Kyle Busch has got control, but he's also got a lot of challenges. Here comes Ross Chastain at the bottom of the racetrack. Chastain's going to get a nose out in front of Kyle off of turn 4.
Kyle from the top side of the racetrack. They hurtle down the front stretch. It is Kyle Busch remaining the leader. Byron now on his back bumper with Chastain to the inside.
Kyle's choice to switch to the high line killed the energy on the bottom line, now led by Chastain. William Byron is behind Busch. Now Busch has got a one-car lead and can control both lines.
William Byron is right there on the outside. Ross Chastain on the inside, row number 2. Chase Elliott, outside row number 3. With Alex Bowman down at the bottom of the racetrack. 3 wide behind him.
Top 5 cars, all Chevrolet. 4 wide down the front stretch now. LaJoy down on the inside to his outside. It's going to be Todd Gilliland. They hold that going into 1.
Unbelievable racing starting to unfold here as we see 3 wide for the 7th spot. Down low, Logano. The middle is McDowell. And up high is Daniel Suarez.
Kyle Busch knows how to control the front of the field. That's exactly what he's doing. And there is a lot of moves being made. 2 rows of 3 wide, 4 wide into turn number 3. Make that 4 rows of 3 as it races off of turn 4.
Logano, McDowell, Suarez, 3 wide. Then it's Cindric, Gilliland, and Reddick, three wide, right behind him as they go to turn number one.
They are two and three wide all the way through the top 20. The aggression is on with 46 laps to go, but up front, it's single file. Kyle Busch all by himself controlling the train.
By a car length, that's where car number eight is out in front of the field. Nobody able to get a run going to the outside. To the outside, you've got both Hendrick teammates working with Chase Elliott and William Byron.
You've just got to wonder how long they can hold on at three wide. It's three wide, four rows deep. Joey Logano, Michael McDowell, and Suarez back there battling for eight.
Hard to believe that three wide even works here. The middle car usually loses ground, but not today in this race, as Michael McDowell is one of them, with Suarez to the outside, Logano to the inside, a battle for six.
Looking at Joey Logano, he is the bottom lane of a three-wide situation going into turn number three. Michael McDowell, the meat in the sandwich in between he and Suarez as they try to sort it out. Tyler Reddick also there.
Need to document again. Hamlin is back out of the lead pack. He's running 30th. Here's Kyle Busch leading the train again across the stretch, front stretch rather, with 44 to go.
And Kyle Busch is down low, trailed by Chastain, each winless this season. To the outside of Chastain, William Byron, who has not won in months and would love to start the playoffs right.
Wow, it takes such skill to do what they're doing out there, but it only takes a slight bobble to send them all sideways. Right now, everybody doing a great job. Kyle Busch again, leading off turn four.
Two-time champ, the leader here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Row two is Chastain and William Byron. Row three is Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott.
And Chase Elliott gets right to Byron's bumper, pushes him into turn one, and they stay together. But Byron does not advance past Ross Chastain, who is leading that inside line, as Kyle Busch maintains a one-car length lead.
Interesting, behind those first three rows, you see Ty Gibbs starting to go to work. He wants to get back to the front of this field. He's three wide with Tyler Reddick and Joey Logano. They stay three wide through turn four.
Reddick now riding down the middle. Logano to his inside. Gilliland to the outside. Gilliland now gets a big punch from the back of Ty Gibbs.
And when he does that, he gets right into the rear bumper of Daniel Suarez. So Gilliland goes to the inside of Suarez. Three wide in the middle. And how about the comeback for Ty Gibbs, who had just hit it for fuel?
Ty Gibbs, Tyler Reddick, Joey Logano, and his teammate there, Austin Cindric, again, three wide. He races there with Noah Gregson and Austin Dillon back there midway through three and four.
Three rows, three wide off the exit of four. The first row that's three wide is Logano, Austin Dillon, and now getting into this is Noah Gregson.
Noah Gregson in the top ten for the first time today there. He's going to be backing out of that just now as Austin Cindric's to his inside. Up front, Kyle Busch still leading by Carly here as people trying to time their moves with 41 laps to go.
Ross Chastain in that second spot. William Byron to the outside of him. He's got help from Chase Elliott. Behind Chase Elliott, you've got the 38 of Todd Gilliland working to give him a push.
Also right there, as he has been all day long, Alex Bowman still in the fight. He's getting some drafting help now from Michael McDowell.
McDowell started on the pole and has come back through the pack. Look at this three-wide move for Ty Gibbs up top, all the way on the high line, inches off the wall. Ty Gibbs with a tank full of fuel and fresh tires going to the front.
It just looks like you're watching a fuse burn. You just don't know when it's going to get to the end of it. Up front, Kyle Busch once again in control of the field. Ross Chastain to the outside. William Byron off four.
Back behind them in rows three and four, they are three wide once again. Looking at Michael McDowell, Todd Gilliland, Ty Gibbs. Behind them, Daniel Suarez is leaning all over Cindric.
With 39 laps to go, drivers can't blink or the big one's going to go off here. They're trying to make it to the finish. The sun's in their eyes in the turn two. Kyle Busch is the leader. William Byron with a big run on the outside.
Midway there, you watch Joey Logano. He's in a tight battle, a three-wide battle. Three wide in front of him as well. Daniel Suarez, Austin Cindric up in front of Tyler Reddick and Todd Gilliland.
They say this racetrack doesn't race like Daytona and Talladega. Well, guess what? That's what it looks like right now. One big snarling pack of cars heading back to turn number one with 38 laps to go.
With nowhere to go if anybody makes a mistake, and we've seen that today. Todd Gilliland, the youngster, takes a three wide with his teammate McDowell and Chase Elliott just outside the top five.
Ty Gibbs with a great run now in about the sixth or seventh spot as he works to the outside. He's got a little help from Austin Dillon, but that is definitely a car on the move if he can just wedge his way in.
Up toward the front, Chase Elliott just gave his teammate William Byron a shove. That lets Byron pull up alongside Kyle Busch. On Kyle Busch's rear deck lead is Chastain.
No longer is Busch in control of the race. It's too wide for the lead. Byron up top, Busch by nose ahead down low. Busch is not going to close him off exiting turn two.
William Byron has got the push. He's got the position. If Chase Elliott can get to his bumper quick enough, he can shove him up there to battle with Kyle Busch. just barely does get that done. Going to be side-by-side with Kyle Busch with the advantage off four.
Down on the bottom, the third car in line is Alex Bowman. He's pushing on Chastain. Chastain pushing on the leader, Kyle Busch, as they cross the stripe. 36 to go.
It is too wide for the top seven or eight rows and sometimes three wide as Ty Gibbs is trying to make it work up high, trying to get around cars. Now Daniel Suarez is to his inside. Tyler Reddick below, back at the top 10.
Two by two now. There is one row of three as we get into turn number three. Up front, no change. Kyle Busch out front. Ross Chastain on the bottom. William Byron to the outside, second and third.
Kyle Busch now the lone leader. It's two by two behind him with Chastain and William Byron, Chase Elliott, and Alex Bowman, and the two front row motorsports cars.
This is not a track where you can tandem or bump draft. These cars are about a quarter of a car length apart. There are a little bit of air in between them. When those runs happen, there's a little bit of room to whoa up. Kyle Busch still leading.
Ty Gibbs doing all he can about in that fifth, about the seventh spot there, working to the outside, three wide behind Gibbs. Gibbs in the middle, trying to make a move here to get up and shove, to shove up the nine car.
So far, Kyle Busch somehow, some way, has been able to hold off this pack as they cross the stripe again, line up two by two, all the way back to 20th.
And William Byron fades his outside again there as he's leading the outside line. Ty Gibbs leading Daniel Suarez for about the eighth spot, way up high.
So it's Kyle Busch up front, the first row right behind him, Ross Chastain with William Byron, Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman. Then you've got a three-wide battle with the front row teammates, and Ty Gibbs up on the high side of the racetrack.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs has loved the high side of the racetrack. That's where he is right now, to his inside. It's the two front row cars. It's McDowell and Gilliland, and they go three-wide back to one.
And they are making it stick here as the sun goes down. A lot of these cars are. Chase Elliott, sixth spot, three-wide to the middle with Gibbs up high. Alex Bowman down low. And Gibbs is right behind William Byron in second.
Three-wide battle for third, fourth, and fifth. Chase Elliott in there giving the Georgia fans a thrill this afternoon. He's the meat in the sandwich with Bowman down at the bottom and Ty Gibbs to the outside.
Again, as they come off of turn number four, two, then three wide, two wide, three wide. But Busch remains the leader.
2 weeks ago, Kyle Busch had the race in control of Daytona, lost it at the end. He's trying to make it happen here today with Ross Chastain pushing it from behind. William Byron is up top at the second spot, three wide for third.
Yeah, we watch those front row teammates. They're working hard there in that eighth, ninth, and tenth spot. Alex Bowman at the bottom here with his teammate Chase Elliott. Ty Gibbs to the top side. Just a battle anywhere you look in that top 15 cars.
Three wide, two rows deep here now. It's Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott, Ty Gibbs, then the two front row motorsports cars. Daniel Suarez is back up in the top 10.
And the more they stay two or three wide, the less anybody can come to the front, including Denny Hamlin, who is still outside the top 25. Up front, it's Kyle Busch, half a car length lead.
We got a bunch of guys up there that are looking for those points at the end of this thing and would love to win this race. Nobody giving an inch up front. Alex Bowman, he'll now pull to the bottom of the racetrack, try to make a move on Chase Elliott.
Six Chevys, three Fords, and the lone Toyota of Ty Gibbs in the top 10. 30 laps to go. Alex Bowman hits the back bumper of Ross Chastain. Chastain out of shape, but reels it back in.
And Kyle Busch right in front of them, leading that bottom line as it's now two and three wide just behind them. William Byron up high, Bowman down low, Ty Gibbs just behind that.
Byron with no real help on the outside here. The bottom lane is what Kyle Busch is protecting, as is Ross Chastain right behind him with Alex Bowman in the middle of it, and William Byron working the outside lane.
30 laps to go here in the third and final stage of the Quaker State 400. The top five, Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, William Byron, Alex Bowman, and Chase Elliott.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land, where you can do things like clean your gutters, pay tolls, and even get the wrong thing you ordered. We got it all. Potholes, people talking at the movies, and don't forget about flat tires when it's raining. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing. So customize your coverage with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. And relax, knowing you got the coverage you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
28 laps to go here at Atlanta. Kyle Busch leads, and now William Byron actually took it away for a brief second as he rocketed to the front. Then it's Kyle Busch, Ty Gibbs, Ross Chastain, and Daniel Suarez. From Atlanta, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway. 24 laps to go now in the Quaker State 400. Ty Gibbs leads Kyle Busch right now. Ty Gibbs is good on fuel to be aggressive and go the rest of the way. Kyle Busch, who was leading this race, is not on the same fuel strategy. He's been in a bit of a saving mode. He just radioed up to ask crew chief Randall Burnett, can we go now? His spotter, Derek Neyland, said, just don't lose track position. They didn't tell him to go, but they told him not to lose track position.
Phil comes back to the line. Ty Gibbs, the leader. We're going commercial-free to the checkers, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Young man that's never won a race, Mark, he's leading here now with 23 to go, and we're talking about Ty Gibbs, and he is a playoff driver, so an upset win of sorts here today means that he gets to stay in the playoffs through another round.
I wonder how many people had Ty Gibbs on the bingo card when this race started today, but he is out front as they flash across the stripe. There's going to be just 22 laps to go.
And sorry about that, Doug. Two of the combatants up front are also two of the three that fought back to the start-finish line here in February, and that is Kyle Busch and Daniel Suarez. Daniel Suarez loves this place. He always runs well here.
You trying to see me? Tell me that we're going to have a deja vu photo three-wide?
We've seen a lot of three-wide here today. That's all I'm saying at this point. As they come back to the stripe, it's Ty Gibbs on the lead. The second row is going to be Kyle Busch and Daniel Suarez, and then Joey Logano and William Byron roll into one.
And Kyle Busch in that saving or maybe maintaining mode is in that second position behind the leader, Ty Gibbs, with Suarez to the outside. The other driver of that three-wide finish was Ryan Blaney, who pitted for damage. He's working his way through the pack.
Ty Gibbs has that lead, two by two, those next three to five rows as they work into turn number three. To the outside there for that third spot is Daniel Suarez, right beside Kyle Busch.
There's now just 20 laps to go here at Atlanta. Ty Gibbs trying to hold off Kyle Busch, Daniel Suarez, along with Joey Logano and William Byron.
And Kyle Busch looks to the inside there. Ty Gibbs just a half a lane, maybe a quarter of a lane higher than Busch to control that bottom line. Nobody able to catch up to the youngster Ty Gibbs now.
Daniel Suarez to the outside there in that third spot. He's locked in a battle with William Byron. Then there's Joey Logano right beside Ross Chastain. Chase Elliott still in the mix here, right behind that group.
With 19 laps to go, might be a little bit early to show your cards. Ty Gibbs lead being challenged here by Kyle Busch back to one.
And Daniel Suarez to the outside of Kyle Busch. Busch had pulled up to the tailgate of Ty Gibbs, had to back off entering the turn there. Looked like he was going for the lead, but had to get out of it, Pat Patterson.
Side by side is where they run. Now Kyle Busch once again holding on into that second spot battle with Daniel Suarez. Joey Logano right there on the top side with William Byron on the bottom.
Let me add another name to the list of drivers who could be a spoiler today. Don't go to sleep on Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He's gone from 18th to 8th in the last six laps.
Unbelievable. He had a toe link damage on pit road. There's a big Kroger contingency next to me that's been cheering him on here. Just outside the top 10 now is Ricky Stenhouse trying to get that big win.
Yeah, this is Stenhouse's thing. He loves this kind of racing, and he's real good at it. trying to maneuver now. He's to the outside. He's got Alex Bowman right behind him as they work the high side of the racetrack off turn three.
Stenhouse is being scored eighth at the moment, but he is only a half a second back from the leader. That tells you how tight this pack is.
And right next to Stenhouse there, you see the machine. It looks like a Todd Gillen who just gave a little bit of a shot to Josh Chastain. At turn number two, they pulled out. Ty Gibbs still in control of the field of the backstretch.
Right behind them, you find the guys that are racing at Tyler Reddick. Is back there. Ryan Blaney, who led some of this race earlier today, he's in a battle with Alex Bowman. Christopher Bell is there with Austin Cindric.
Ty Gibbs will have to lead 16 laps more to grab the checkered flag across the stripe. He's single file. Everybody else behind him, two by two.
He's got Kyle Busch and Daniel Suarez behind him, but Ryan Blaney has come to life. That damaged number 12 that started near the front is mid-pack, just outside the top 10. He just went three wide with Stenhouse on the back of Chase Elliott now.
Well, you wouldn't expect anything less from these Penske cars. They know it's time to go, and that's what they're trying to do. Work their way to the front. But it's Ty Gibbs out front off four.
15 laps to go. Christopher Bell made a big move to the outside. Now diving down to the inside. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. trying to push Alex Bowman to the front. That's a battle for seventh.
Can't push it too hard into turn one or they'll lose control and they back off just a bit. Stenhouse now three wide with Gilliland and Blaney up high back in the top 10. Ty Gibbs still your leader.
By four car lengths, that's how much Gibbs leads. Kyle Busch. Right beside Daniel Suarez, no change has there. Here comes Alex Bowman, though. He'll drive right to the bottom of the racetrack, take Ross Chastain and Chase Elliott three wide off four.
Down to the strike, 14 to go. Gibbs, your leader, still three wide. Bowman, Chastain, and Elliott going to one.
One mistake opens the door for someone to make a move. No one making those mistakes now. So top five cars have about five car lengths on the rest of the field. Outside the top five, it's three wide. Bowman down low, then Chastain and Elliott up high.
Go back for that 6th, 7th, and 8th spot. Ross Chastain working hard. Alex Bowman working the bottom of the racetrack. Chase Elliott up on the top side. They've been three wide through this corner the last four or five laps. They do it again this lap off four.
They stay three wide down the front stretch. Once again, it's Ty Gibbs in the lead. We need to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street.